Welcome, everybody, to the Debrief podcast. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Please go and review and rate our podcast. Actually, please do.
Subscribe. That's
subscribe,
something
I'm supposed to say. Like, review. We've not said that once in any of the episodes, and apparently it's very important. So, but the main thing is the hot content. So this week we're going to be talking about the environment and how to save the world when you're like, how do I start? Should I use this plastic bag?
Yes.
Thanks, Tessa, for that absolutely staggering contribution.
Basically, guys, it...
Have a lovely cough and then come back
okay,
to us.
Okay, here I come.
Here she comes.
Basically, guys, it's going to be quite a difficult one this time because...
Quite sad. I maybe had a cry.
I had to go and have an extra snack. Oh, it feels a little bit overwhelming, really, when you really start learning about your sort of impact. Like willful ignorance also, it's so much easier for us to pretend.
I don't hear about it.
No, thank you. Yeah, then like,
of course,
you know,
it is.
Look at videos of how the Arctic's melting. No one wants to see that. It's terrifying.
No.
It's going to be really fun this
week.
It's going
to be so fun. Got the thought of a good thing.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Is it relevant?
Could be.
Okay.
Well, it's sort of about how people were being so rude about liberals.
Yeah,
calling everyone
like
a snowflake.
Lefty millennial vibe.
And then I saw a good poster at one of the marches about, yes, I'm a snowflake, but enough snowflakes cause an avalanche.
Lovely.
Right? And we just sort of change our cultural attitudes a bit more.
Yes.
Right?
What adult thing have you done this week?
Oh, mine's not good.
Every week you say yours isn't good, and then it's really great, like that time you put a newt back in a pond.
Yes. That was my peak.
Yeah, you did peak there.
It's based on our domestic hacks one, where you had to go home and find your stop tap.
Yes.
And I haven't, but I have found where the gas is
okay. And
the fuse box.
Which you had a second one in your building that you didn't
realise. Yes, 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 yes. And so unfortunately, it had to be found when there were lots of people in my house and the fuse had gone.
And a man said, there's probably another one in your house, Tessa. And Tessa went, no, it's there. And then there was another one.
Yeah,
it was, like,
it was
oh,
above
that's
the,
annoying.
It turned out to be above the door and it was like a horrible treasure hunt for it.
That's
and rubbish. I wish I had taken the time to find it beforehand.
If only you'd recorded and listened to a podcast you'd done.
I know.
My other thing isn't an adult thing. It's just a thing that I think is quite like, oh no, this means I'm an adult. Actually, no, it is a good thing. It's my birthday soon. Every year I always have a party or some kind of a book of place out and tell my friends to come to a place. And every year my birthday day is sort of ruined by me trying not to be terrified and anxious
oh,
that
yes.
no one will turn up. Actually, I'm so blessed with having friends that have always turned up.
I'd like to wade in here and say they're always very well attended.
They are, aren't they?
And top fun.
A good laugh,
always
right?
Always a good laugh. And you always look around the room and think, it's a good crowd.
Oh, that's so nice. I just got a little feeling in my
what
tummy.
What is it?
I think I need the loo. No, that's very nice. And it is true. That is how I feel. But every time I'm like, is this the year that I'm going to go, oh, all my friends have left me.
I think pre-party panic is just, it's
so I'm
too
not doing
much.
It. I'm not doing it.
Are you having a party?
I'm not having a party.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So, no, but it's good. Also, my boyfriend's working in the day, which is great. And everyone's at work. But I'm going to have
a... Does it
like
fall
a
on a Saturday?
No, it falls on a Friday.
Well, go to find someone to do.
You know what I'm doing, Tessa?
Oh, what? Sorry.
I've booked myself in.
Oh, trampolining?
No.
Go ape.
Spa.
Oh, okay.
Because I've always wanted to, I've never had a facial. I've never had anything. I don't know what a spa is.
Mm. Lovely.
So I'm going to do that alone all day and then go for dinner in the evening. And I thought that was very grown up.
That is grown up.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
The world's going to end. Back onto that topic.
Thank God.
So someone needed to cheer us up.
Is it Gandalf who famously said... You cannot wish for a different time, Frodo. You can only do what you can with the time you have been given.
That's quite nice.
Is that right?
I don't know. But that is nice. And if it wasn't him, he should have thought about saying that.
He should, doesn't he? Shouldn't
he? He should.
Yes. I think we're all like, oh my God, the world, especially with all the awful stuff that's happening like in America and politics and
well,
devices.
Trump thinks it's not, climate change isn't real.
No, not helpful.
Unhelpful Trump.
Not it's helpful.
Also, very unlike you
is,
not to be helpful.
Surprise. Donald. Firstly, guys, if you don't believe in climate change,
you're wrong, but you're entitled to your opinion, your wrong opinion.
Yeah, you're
but
very
even if
wrong.
You do think it's wrong, you think it's a conspiracy, you think the world moves in cycles, which it does, but not at the current, at the time frame that this is. How can you deny that it would be helpful for us as humans not to continue to impact the world? Even if you're like, sure, this is just happening naturally, the polar ice caps are melting.
Boom,
the point is
well.
That even if you don't believe in climate change, yeah. you should still be like, yeah, but it would genuinely be good if we stopped destroying the ozone layer.
Oh, God.
But there are things that we can all do.
We're going to be fine.
We may be fine. I feel better when I do take note of something to do with the earth, when I remember my bag for life. I do feel good, though it is a very small thing. And we've spoken to lots of grown-ups, people who are basically working in the environmental, would we say an environmental sector? I'm going to say it.
It sounds good.
Yeah, thank you. Who do really, really know their stuff and are working as climate change researchers to see if there are very low-level stuff that we can just be doing in our day-to-day lives. Okay.
I certainly need help.
I spoke to Kendall Archer, who is a change coordinator at Global Action Plan. Now, if that doesn't sound like an environmental-based thing, I don't know what does. And she had some really, really great tips.
Has she got an action plan for us?
In terms of buying clothes, my sister does this very well. My sister does not buy new clothes. She shops at charity shops, vintage, online, eBay. I mean, I don't mean just all online. All online clothes are better for the environment. It's not. Basically, it's the secondhand clothes where you can is really important. And there are also lots and lots of companies that are ethically minded and are made of reclaimed stuff that aren't as awful looking as you'd imagine. As in, they're like quite cool. And always wash your clothes at 30 degrees because this will reduce the amount of energy that you're using, which I thought was interesting.
What if you need it to be hot?
Yeah, I think it's where you can.
If you can.
If you can, go cold. Do
that's
a cold
a good,
wash.
That's a good one. That's a good... What the people need, Stevie, is more slogans.
The next one, I won't even explain it. I'll just try and do a slogan.
Yes, please.
Don't wipe your face. Wash it. Don't use face wipes.
Wash it.
Wash
shall
your
I
face
wash,
using
shall I wash
soap?
It like I'm in a Clearasil advert where they fill the sink, like yes, they fill like a bath of water and then throw it indeterminately
all over their face. And then all of the
back
wall.
I've only ever done that one time and I was like, this is the most refreshing thing that's ever happened
to me. It's refreshing, but it doesn't do anything, you know?
I felt wonderful though.
And then do you get water all over your legs?
Of course.
Stuff? Right, yeah. Get nude, splash some water.
So what are you supposed
face?
To do about taking your makeup off?
Well, just, you can use a cleansing soap, that's fine. It's the wipes.
Okay.
The wipes and also the... microbeads of exfoliator.
No. Tell them about the beads.
Oh, the beads go into the sea. They enter the food chain as microplastics. All the fish eat them. They choke. If they don't choke, people catch the fish. The fish are full of microbeads. You end up eating your own cleanser.
I think they are officially phasing those out. You can't. You
know, I mean, I've got one.
No, well, they're being slow about the phase.
Sure. They're being casual about it.
It's not a hard phase. It's soft phase. So I guess stock up now.
No!
No. What should we use instead to exfoliate?
I've got a list here of products, brands that have phased out in their new product, microbeads.
Okay.
Or they've never used them. So basically, Asda's range, Boots' own brand range, Botanicals, Clarins.
Oh, great.
Liz Earle, L'Oreal, which also owns Body Shop, Garnier, Kiehl's, Lancome, and La Roche-Posay. Lush, obviously. I just don't know.
Is that
like
you
lush.
Saying lush in a weird way? Or that was
no,
a different
La Roche-Posay is like
right.
a place, but I just don't think I've pronounced it right.
No.
This is in terms of microplastics and microbeads. There may be other stuff in them that's bad. And we're just talking about microbeads. Rituals, Oral-B, Dermalogica, Dove, Simple, Waitrose own brand.
Oh, okay, guys.
Really great.
We've got loads of options.
Yes.
I think we just have to be much more savvy shoppers and we have to read the backs of things.
Yes.
And we have to just know. We just have to know what's in things.
Yeah. It's not enough to just check because you have to check if they have polyethylene, polypropylene, polyethylene, terephthalate. Google it first. And it takes 2 minutes to Google something.
This is where we live and you cannot, I'm sorry.
You cannot put microbeads into it all the time.
You can't put microbeads in the fish anymore.
Stop putting microbeads in the fish. They do not need an exfoliant. They're fine.
Just because of your scaly, scaly legs.
Yeah, or face. I use it on my face. Okay, and then the final slogan I've got is... drink it again in the same thing?
No, do better.
Okay. Don't throw it away. Have it every day.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thanks.
Water bottles.
Crucially, didn't contain a noun.
This is it now. So sorry, you've heard the podcast now, so you've got no excuse. You can't buy any more water bottles.
Stop it. Buy a BPA-free reusable water bottle.
Google it. Same with disposable coffee cups. Stop with that.
Oh, gosh, you have to stop using polythene.
Boo.
This is, I want you to just keep this in your head every time you offered a polythene cup. I was just booing you.
And then boo!
And you'll have to put it back, I'm
you'll
afraid.
You'll have to put it back. It'll be overwhelming.
What can people drink their coffee out of instead?
Reusable
great.
Coffee cups.
Yes.
Unfortunately, probably plastic. But hey, you're not throwing it away. You're keeping it for your
Maybe
whole
ceramic
life.
Ceramic or something.
Yeah. Have a Google around. You can buy loads online that are environmentally friendly.
I've seen them in Starbucks and I thought, that's cool.
Mm.
You'll think, oh, Myth, I don't want to carry this around with me all day. Well, what do you think the fish are thinking?
I didn't want to carry this coffee cup in my
eye. Yeah. Or in my stomach, or after it. Yeah.
It's gone in his eye, in this case. It went in his eye.
The coffee cup went in the fish's
eye. The male fish has a coffee cup in
Why
his eye.
Why is it male?
Because I said it's gone in his eye.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. What kind of fish is it?
An anglerfish. They're not pretty, but they still need to be alive.
What do they look like, please?
They're the ones that have got the very jutting jaw with the big teeth.
And the light bulb on the head.
The light bulb on the head.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Yeah. Guys.
He's got a coffee cup in his eye.
You did that!
Oh, can't believe you did that.
Right, this is it. We've really we've tapped into something here.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to solve the problem. You're going to have to really like visualize the anglerfish. Really visualize him with that coffee cup in his eye every time. Otherwise, it's just not enough. You're detached. You're too detached from the two things.
Mm.
It's too hard. I remember on an episode of Sesame Street once, we learned about water. There was like a little cartoon of him turning the tap on to brush his teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't. What do we all learn at school about brushing your teeth?
Turn the tap off
between the brushes. Right? Oh. Gad. But he didn't. He just left it on, merrily brushing his teeth. But then outside the house, and you could see right outside there was a pond where the water was coming out, and there was this little fish in there, and the water was going down and down and down and down. The fish was like, oh, no.
Every house has a fish.
Of course, obviously, the chain of events is much longer than that.
What?
And that, yeah.
I thought everyone had a fish. But can I continue with some good tips?
Yes, please.
I spoke to a research associate at the UCL Institute for Sustainable Resources. He's called Matthew Winning.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello. He gave me some great tap line points, which I'm going to translate into slogans now.
Here we go.
I mean, this is impossible to turn into a slogan. Change your energy provider.
You have not grasped the concept.
I have. Okay, go on. You
what is the instruction? Just change your energy
change
provider?
It? No, yeah. Why? No, obviously, that doesn't help the environment if you just change it. I don't know this. There are so many energy providers that who provide renewable tariffs, which is just so much better for the world.
What's a renewable tariff?
Renewable energy is literally what it says. There is an energy company, for example, called Bulb, and they supply 100% renewable electricity and 10% green gas at prices that don't cost the earth.
So 10% of the electricity that comes from a good place?
100% of the
100%.
Electricity and 10% of gas. But yeah, electricity, it's all renewable.
Oh, fantastic.
And also, guys, it's actually really affordable. So that's something you can absolutely do. And then the next one is, I think, don't eat your friends.
Ooh.
Make amends.
Ooh, it's good.
We should all go vegan, but no one's going to. So you should try and cut back your meat and your dairy consumption as much as you can. So things like meat-free Tuesdays.
Yeah, I love it. We do need to make amends. And again, willful ignorance. You know now because you're listening. I'm afraid you can't pretend.
Yes, but it's very difficult because I don't think anyone is going to listen and go, yeah, I'll go vegan.
But you cannot pretend that you don't know the consequences.
Yeah.
I think that's just the first step on our way to change, is everyone admitting.
You have to know. And it's unfortunate because when you know, it just makes you feel incredibly uncomfortable about what you're doing. And the next time you're faced with an absolutely delicious steak, of course you're going to eat it because it's a delicious steak. But then it's got this added layer of like, oh, my steak's not so nice now because I know. Obviously, I mean, we all know. So
obviously, you know, like,
this
like,
is not new information
an animal,
to anyone.
But it's like, how much of the world's, what's this called, the land?
Yeah.
Is taken
over.
That's
just doing a land gesture.
I am. I'm just making the curve of the earth there. Is taken up with either farming or crop production for feeding cows when we could just eat those crops. We do not have to go round in
a
cycle.
Put them in a cow and then eat the cow.
And then eat the cow. We are well past the point where we need to do this, and therefore there's absolutely no excuse.
I think you should know, and not just know like we're saying it's bad, or like you know you're eating a chicken. I think you need to know, you need to look it up, and no one wants to look it up because it's so horrific. When you read it, it makes you want to cry.
Yeah.
I think everyone who does eat meat and does eat dairy should at least know everything, because then they know everything and they can
make an informed decision.
Okay, well, I can't
cut it out, but it will make people do meat-free Mondays.
Yes,
it will
for
make
sure.
people,
or at least I think, God, yeah. don't buy cheap meat. And if you think like, well, I can't afford good meat, don't buy it then. You know, don't.
Eggs is difficult because there's just even happy eggs, free-range eggs.
Happy eggs are not that happy.
The happy eggs are not happy. Happy eggs are sad eggs. They're just, but have your own chickens in your own garden? That's
oh,
what
I think,
want that so
well,
much.
Well, you could.
I
no
can't
bother.
Really.
You got a garden?
No. It would have to be in the utility room. I just think that's very fair. But the moment I have a place with a garden.
But the thing
chickens,
is, I thought about putting them in our garden, but I think the foxes just eat them.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
just
going to put them out in the garden because they will just wander around. I think it might be a sort of dead-end endeavour.
Absolutely.
Me just repeatedly putting
Could
a chicken out. It's like that bit in Jurassic Park where they put out a goat for the dinosaur. Like, rather than it being like, this is my chicken, then I get eggs for my chicken, I would just be feeding the fox industry.
No, sure. And I mean, that's a whole other podcast.
Yes, I just think we've moved...
the fox industry.
The foxes. I think we've moved past it being just a like, oh, I love the animals, so meat is murder, which it obviously is, and into like, oh, the planet is very close to the edge here. Like,
yeah, we're very close to the edge.
It's an environmental issue, not
so maybe
just a
like
moral.
One day, just
let me tell you what I am.
Don't have a meat sandwich.
No, I want to tell you what I am. A vegan in the supermarket, but a freak in the sheets.
So you're saying you're a vegan, but you're good in bed.
That's right, baby.
Right.
I don't buy meat in supermarkets, and I don't buy dairy.
You just slaughter your own.
But boy, do I slaughter my own. No, but like if I had gone out to dinner or had gone to a dinner party,
right, yeah.
I wouldn't not eat something that I'd been
sure.
given.
But this is good. This is all
so it's just a stage on the way to it.
Stages.
Because I'm such a bad cook that it's just very tricky.
It is tricky. And it sounds so bloody first world problems. Be like, it's just really hard because like I just don't want to cook. But that's what we have to be realistic. People are people. This is how we are living. And it is hard.
No, we as a species, all species are super selfish.
Yeah,
that's how anything survives.
I have never received a present from an ant. Stupid.
Well, exactly. I mean, we are all the species are very selfish, and it's very, very hard for us to diminish our own personal quality of life for the benefit of people or things, animal, nature, or some rock, or some polar ice caps that we will never see.
Yeah.
And that's why that's and the consequences will affect us, or possibly our second generation or our grandchildren. And so you're like, well, it won't affect me. My personal bubble is unaffected by all these problems.
You know, everyone takes the mickey out of those that go travelling and are changed people. Mm. It's because if you go and you see the extent to which the Arctic ice caps are melting, you go and you look at a forest destroyed by palm oil,
to actually see what you've done,
then your bubble expands and
oh,
involves
very good your bubble expands.
I'm knocking it out of the park.
Whoa,
actually
this is some good stuff.
But yeah, then
I'm
then
enjoying,
you know,
listening and I'm in it.
That's why I think that you shouldn't, please don't close your eyes to it.
Also, if this has taken like a turn for the preachy.
Oh, I'm preaching.
Okay.
This is
Stevie's going to be gone.
I am vegetable.
Stevie's going full out preacher, man.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to.
No, you can be the full out preacher.
I just
and
care
I'll
so
be
much
your sort of your wife who's trying to do more teas and stuff for the community.
Why do we have to be married? What?
Because you're a preacher and I'm your
like,
wife.
Makes sense. Moving on from that very quickly, I'm going to start lobbying for straws to be made illegal unless you need it medically, because they are the most pointless. The drink is by your mouth.
You're already
Why
so close to the drink.
You're so close to the drink. Why do you need to put it through
to come up
something
a tunnel.
Else? Yeah, why do you need to come through a tunnel? We're not Paris. I
want my drink through a tunnel or nothing, please.
It's and then also, they put two in for no other reason.
Two
it's like,
straws.
Oh, it's nice to have two small
does,
ones.
The thing is,
it does
feel
nice.
It does feel nice.
You know what
now,
it doesn't feel
what
nice?
What are we going to feel like? That anglerfish. We've got to think about him again.
I burst into tears when I saw this today, like a child. I looked at why straws are bad, and there were just loads of videos of poor little turtles and tortoises getting them removed from their noses because they've swimming around. Straws do not biodegrade.
All the straws
they're
that,
still
they have,
there.
That have ever been made, ever.
Ever,
are
in
still,
the sea
are still
now.
There.
They're still there. It's not like I saw a video of one tortoise. They're small, they get stuck in animals, and those animals die in horrible pain because I quite like the feeling of my drink coming up at me through a tunnel. So I just don't understand that. Always refuse straws. People put straws in your drinks without you asking, but just go,
just be
order a drink and go, can I have it? You know, like you go, can I have it without any ice, please, m'lady? Say, can I have it with no ice? And I don't need a straw. But I just want them to be, I want someone to burn them.
Start the campaign.
Well, I'll do it after the podcast. Okay. And after this dinner party I'm going to.
With a straw.
With a straw.
Will there be meat and a straw?
As a straw. But yeah, crazy. Those little tiny things.
And even when you try and break plastic down, it gets to a point that it can't go any smaller. Like, you can't break plastic down. Yeah. So there's these tiny little beads that, like, even if you try and fish out with like a sieve.
Are they micro beads?
They're bigger.
Okay.
Macro.
Fat micro beads.
Fat micro beads. So they are too small for a sieve. So okay. You can't pick them up anymore. And they're just floating on the top of the water. And there's a huge like island of it in the Pacific Ocean.
No!
It's okay. So big. But there's a 6-to-1 plastic to plankton ratio in the Pacific Ocean.
No! Okay, I need to feel happy again. I want to unknow that fact. And the closest I can get to unknowing that fact is learning how to be better with my money.
Okay.
Please.
Don't you worry. Here it comes. Also, you should know that there are a lot of people working on fixing the ocean.
Making smaller sieves.
So we can scoop it out. There are people working on how we can fix the ocean. There are people working on making things out of all the plastic that we've got already.
I think I'm going to be sick. I'm so sad. Right.
That thing about, you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll fix it.
Yes.
It's so, and then you're like, well, I like it here.
Yeah.
Got stuff to do.
I want to go to Byron Burger.
Here comes the cheering up money hack. The money hack is brought to you by the FSCS. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme, who protect your money in your banks and building societies for free.
Free.
Free. They're the best. Anyway, this one is being green and saving money.
Very relevant.
Hello. It's about green gyms.
Okay.
It's about finding a gym in your park near you.
Okay.
One of those outdoor gyms.
I've never seen an outdoor gym before.
Okay, they look a little bit like they've come from the Soviet Union.
Right. I'm on board immediately.
Yes. And you're like, what on earth is this apparatus? Mm-hmm. But when you have actually go and have a go, and it's got the that fun, like, springy floor.
Oh, it looks like a kind of like a playground.
Yeah.
But you're like this is no playground I've ever been to.
This is no playground of mine. Yeah. What's this? Yeah. It's one of those. Catch it at an off-peak time.
Mm.
Go and check everything out. And there's actually loads of really great stuff in there.
That's good. And yeah. That's free.
Park run, for example. There will be a park run near you.
I've signed up to park run. Have
you?
I'll be starting next week. Thank you.
Why don't you start tomorrow?
Because I'm going home for the weekend.
I bet there's one at home.
Yeah, but it's my grandma's 90th. I don't think she wants to do a park run on her 90th.
Very reasonable.
Absolutely.
We accept.
Happy birthday to you, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma. Park run, they happen every Saturday in parks all around the country. There will be one near you. Look them up. They're amazing. They start at 9 a.m.
Tessa always goes about sort of half an hour late and just kind of
joins
like,
in.
Joins in.
I have been known to join the run en route. Yes. To pop out from behind a tree when I see my level of runner come past.
Out of a tree.
I let the really good guys go and then like my wave come past and I just seamlessly
but
warn
that's
him.
What's nice about it because it's very chilled out.
It's so chilled out.
And then sometimes they all like go for a coffee afterwards.
It's so
using
lovely.
Their reusable coffee cups.
Oh, very good. You get a little thing that tells you your time if you want to know. Otherwise, you can just go and have a nice run.
Mm.
And it's free. And also, by starting at 9, you are finished by 9:30. It's 5K, I should say. All the parks have got a lovely different route and you get to see a park. And then you're home by 9:45 and you are the smuggest...
Oh my God, yeah.
...smuggest person in the world. And that smugness lasts, let me tell you, all weekend and often into the next week. And doesn't abate until Thursday. And then it's almost Saturday again in time for another park run. The third one is walking to work. And so try and do this, especially
Ooh,
now it's the summer
fun.
Coming up.
Yeah, I like that.
Try and do this once a week, more if you can.
Mm.
You not only then don't use a car or use the bus or use, you know...
We'll get onto cars in a minute.
Oh, good Lord, am I right? So you aren't using a car, you are saving the environment, and also you're staying healthy. You've got to work for free.
Which is great.
And also that smugness. Boy, oh boy.
That never leaves you.
No. I ran to work once about two and a half years ago.
Did you?
And I'm still
smug. I've never managed to do it because I just think that my smugness would become a medical condition that I would never be able to.
It took me like a week to prep because I had to leave all my stuff at work.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Get somebody's gym pass so I could go and shower at the dental gym when I got to work. But when, oh my God.
Yeah.
I felt wonderful.
Well
and also,
done.
Just setting off in the morning and running with like no belongings, nothing on you, just nude. Nude with your music. But like you weren't carrying it. You know, how rarely do we get to like walk through London with not being weighed down by
Even
anything?
Just walking to work, I found,
And so those are the staying green and staying healthy.
Great.
Hacks brought to you by the FSCS, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, who protect your money from £1 up to £85,000 for free. Check if your money is protected by visiting FSCS Protected.
That was excellent. I can't help but notice you mentioned cars.
I did. Please. Okay, here it goes.
Share your vehicle. Don't go it alone. Okay. Get in with a pal. No. Car sharing.
Okay.
That's the spirit.
That's nice.
Thank you. Basically, you should car share, and you shouldn't have a car.
Brilliant.
You should use public transport wherever you can. Cars are so bad, and that is all I have to say. People need cars. People need to get around. If you live in a city, you really don't. I really don't think you should have a car if you live in the city, because I think it's silly. Obviously, if you have a family, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. If you need a car, fine. Do you ever need two cars? That's up to you. Have a think. If you don't absolutely need a car, don't get one. Car share. If you do have a car, all pile in together. But use the train where possible. I just think that's very important. Maybe that's a tip. I'm not preaching.
I'm just teaching. Because Stevie can't drive.
I can't drive. That's why I'm saying about no car.
That's why she's not, and doesn't drive
the
a car
The reason
too
that well. I haven't learned to drive, I wish it was for environmental purposes, is because I don't know my left and my right and I think I'd crash immediately. But Tessa, you have a car, but you very rarely do.
Well, that's because I once drove over a lorry tyre on the M4 and right. I drove home with it underneath the car for 65 miles.
Okay.
And so I thought driving isn't for me.
Driving's not for you.
I can drive though.
Yeah, she can drive. She wants
to. And definitely, car sharing. Oh, definitely. Again, we're sorry that there's more preaching coming, but if you are driving solo to work and you don't need to, really think about it.
Yeah.
Really think about
it. I imagine if I was driving to work solo, it'd just be like in some nice me time. I'd be like, put my music on.
Oh, I know. It'd be exquisite.
Oh, yeah, that's me singing.
Oh, it's lovely. It is. Oh, that's the thing. You're like, but I love it.
I know.
And there'll be people listening being like, but that's the best part of my day.
But you know who's not loving it?
Oh, no.
Mr. Cloud.
Oh, no.
Difficult.
It's so hard.
Difficult to answer. Actually, no, it's not Mr. Cloud. It's all of the children around you. It's actually, air pollution is a huge, huge thing.
Oh, tell them about your app.
It's very difficult to explain. It's basically, you can just see where the most polluted areas are. And we live in London, me and Tessa. It is astounding how bad the air is in London, to the extent where it was actually a little attachment that you use. It wasn't a pure just app. You didn't even attach it to your phone, so I don't know why I said attachment. It's like a little mini little pod that feeds information back to your phone. Basically, I threw the pod away.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like...
That got eaten by a fish.
Essentially, yeah, which got eaten by a fish, just so I didn't have to know about how polluted my air was.
Yeah,
because
I started to,
I bought a mask and I was like, I can't go to work wearing a mask. But close, I was close to.
Right.
And also technically, we should all be wearing these masks. But whenever you like see someone, you're like, all right, mate, take your mask off. But it's because...
Dear.
We really should be, because we are breathing in some terrifying stuff.
Here I come with another helpful thing to do.
Oh, great. Is it like a fun one? Let's try and make it as fun as possible.
Okay.
I feel like I'm bringing myself down and I'm
God.
In my own body.
Okay, I'll try and bring a nice one.
I'm going to sit in a more like happy like way.
Okay, big smiles. Big smiles. Here we go.
I'm so ready.
Yay!
Yay!
Build your own beehive.
Oh, that is nice!
Yeah,
good. Oh, no, but the bees.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the bees.
No, because we're helping the bees.
We're helping the bees.
You
I'm
can,
frightened
Tessa,
of bees.
You can buy a kit online to build your own beehive, or if you feel pretty handy dandy with some bits of wood and a saw and a drill, then whiz one up yourself.
Or there's those things that you do where you text a number. You text like B to a number, and not only does £2 one off mm-hmm. go to people trying to save the bees,
yep.
but then you get a call the next day from a man from a bee.
I'm just loving the idea of you getting a call from a bee.
Thank you. Let's just say thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Thanks for your money. I'm having a nice time. Have you seen the latest King Kong film? No.
I watched it, but it was a bit much for me, if I'm honest, because
I'm not a fan of Tom Hiddleston.
I'm a bee.
And also I'm a bee.
His work is a bit overrated. And
I prefer bee films.
I liked him in The Night
I'm
Manager.
I prefer bee movies.
Oh!
I'm paralysed by my own genius. You get a call, sadly not from a bee. You get a call from a nice bee friend of a bee, mm-hmm. who, it's not an annoying call, they just say, would you like me to send you some seeds to pop in your window box?
Oh, great, yes.
I sent for them. They work. I've just put them in the window box, watered them a bit. But unfortunately, then my room was consistently full of bees because they attract loads of bees. And
what type of flower were they?
I actually don't know. It was about 5 years ago now, but bees loved it. That's a nice thing to do.
So you can
get
bee-friendly flowers. They also love lavender. If you don't want to build a beehive, that feels a bit overwhelming.
Can be.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do it.
Yes. You've been talking about this for like 10 years, though.
So I'm obsessed with the idea of building a beehive. Right. Well, there we go. I've said it too many times now.
As we've learned,
somebody has to go and build a beehive.
And that's you.
Yeah.
You're going to be the drunk person at the party going on about your beehive every time.
Oh, God. It's so hard. Follow your own advice.
I'm not going to use it for honey. I'm just going to let them have a place to live.
That's lovely.
Just a shelter.
And if you have a garden as well, like say they like lavender, there's you can just Google it and there are loads of like very normal plants that really attract bees. If you live in a city, it's hard. I think I've only seen one bee in London in the last 5 years. But if you don't, if you live in like a town or a village or something, just get the bees out. Get them there.
Okay.
Should we not be eating honey?
Fine. Because the honey industry inherently...
It's quite nice, isn't it? It's not a bad one. It's not like it's
inherently
like dairy
produces
industry.
More... bees.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Great. I've not been eating honey because I've been like...
worried about the bees.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Eat more.
Yeah, just like support the honey industry because they rely inherently on there being bees. Absolutely, yes. Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
It's positive.
Can you do a slogan?
Yes.
Or are you a bit intimidated because mine was so good?
I am actually, yeah.
Don't laugh.
That's Tom, the producer, just laughing away.
Because he thought they were good.
No, he thought they were bad.
Did you think they were good?
I thought of a better car one.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
I'm Tom and I've got a better car one.
Go on.
Don't despair. Car share.
Oh.
That is a lot better than get in the car with my friend or whatever I said. Great. Okay, don't despair. Car share.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Go on. Your slogan is?
Okay. It is... Oh, wash better.
Not as easy it looks, is it?
No, it isn't. Now you get... It's harder when you're in the room.
Easy to criticise. Not easy to create.
It's a different show when you're on it. Yeah. It's about laundry detergent.
Oh, that's a bad one, isn't it? I didn't even think of that.
Yes, it is one that doesn't even cross your mind because you think you're doing a good thing. You're so pleased with yourself to be washing your clothes.
I've planted all my bee things and I have a lovely wash of my clothes.
And you're so thrilled. But, oh, I'm a grown-up doing my own laundry.
Yeah.
It doesn't even cross your mind that you're doing any damage. Oh, once again, we're ruining everything.
But it's still happy, guys.
Because we can
remember,
fix it.
Remember, bagels exist.
No, probably. There's probably some problem with bagels
as
well.
Yeah. You put salmon on bagels. No!
Exactly. There's just no way out.
No, there's no way.
Let's just remember that otters hold hands when they sleep on their backs so they don't drift away.
That's nice.
Everyone focus on that.
Sometimes dogs have a nice time.
Yep. That's a good one.
Wasn't great, was it?
There are two brilliant companies. One's called Norwex, like Norwex, Ecover, like the word recover. You want them, they're sort of more accessible when they're in the supermarket. If go home and have a look at all your like laundry detergents and your personal non-bio and that little picture of the baby, you know, with his wand. Read the back and it turns out they say, and I'm not even making hyperbolizing, it does literally, and I don't use that word like a millennial, I mean it, as the dictionary demands, it literally says, it does irreversible and extreme harm to marine life. Just like says that quite confidently on the back.
What are we doing?
What?
Who created that?
And then somebody prints those stickers. A company makes that thing, and then they say...
Can you imagine being the person, probably the intern, that like just prints the extremely harmful to marine life badge?
And irreversible. Irreversible damage to marine life. Stick, off it goes. $4.99. That's on offer in the supermarket.
What a great job, everybody. What a great product we've created.
So I'm afraid all the good ones, you know, Persil, Ariel, all of those guys, if you look on the back of your laundry detergent... or your washing powder, or all those things that go in the washing machine.
In that weird cupboard next to your
washing
machine.
In the weird cupboard next to the washing machine, where your bags probably
and
are as well.
Like some cloth.
Your plastic bags, a cloth.
Oh, a dustpan and brush.
Yeah, and one sponge in a packet of 10 sponges.
With all the plastic wrapping just still there.
And then one product that could be anything, like paint or wood varnish.
Weird pot.
With some masking tape around the top. And it's so old and nobody in the house has any recollection of how it got in there.
No,
It, that's where it lives.
That's where it lives.
Absolutely.
Don't move it from there.
No, can't live. Can't move it. Anyway, read the back of those packets. Not only does it say the thing about marine life, but it also says for a full list of ingredients, go to the website. So they don't even put their ingredients on there.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. And what they are is that lots of them are filled with phosphates. And what phosphates do is they cause the algae to change when they get into the water. And they just poison the fish immediately. And it's in all the water. It's everywhere in the water. Which obviously inherently we're like washing something. It's going straight back into the pipes. It's going straight back out.
So that fish is just like, well, I dodged that microbead, but...
Yeah, dodge the straw, dodge the microbeads, dodge this six can of beer, that plastic stuff. Incidentally, if you're having a cool six pack this summer, make sure that you cut up your six ring
thing.
Hedgehogs
get strangled.
Tiny turtles swim into them.
I can't.
And then they try and grow, but they can't grow.
Stop it.
You don't even know when you're enjoying that lovely can of beer in the park that's what it does.
The turtle's going to try and grow
we
in it.
We can't even fathom that's what's going to happen.
I think that's good.
Anyway,
focus on the positives.
Yes,
E-cover.
E-cover. Norwex. Go and look those guys up.
Immediately doing it.
They are... not that much more expensive and a little bit. And to be honest, like we just have to be in a place now where we're like, yep, this is how much it costs to wash your clothes and
yes.
not do any damage.
Yes, hard
or
when you're very
you can
poor.
Go and, yes, and I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about it, but we just have to buckle up and do it. Laundry detergent is expensive anyway. It's still...
Yeah, it's still annoying to buy.
So spend one
necessary.
More pound. And also it does a great job. It's not like it's a bad product.
Well, I'm glad because I feel like we have practical things that we can be doing.
Yes.
It's just the fish. Really...
Okay, his one's not about fish.
Okay, good.
Not about fish.
I bet I can make it about fish.
It's your compost, so you can't make it about fish. No,
okay.
Start a compost like it's the war. Compromise, compost. That's my slogan.
Great. How do you make compost? I've never made it.
You can buy like a special composting pot on the internet.
Create your own compost. How to compost better homes and gardens.
And obviously go for the sort of beginner's version. Because you're not on gardener's question time and you probably haven't got a huge compost.
Hot compost.
At the end of your 4-acre lawn.
Well, what'd you put them in?
Like a plastic thing.
Plastic?
Like a plastic pot. Uh-oh. It's plastic.
Basically, just get a big, okay.
It's basically just bin and you put all your food waste in
you
and
put
your coffee
big,
grinds.
Big bin. Huge bin. And then you just start with things like garden, like leaves, veggie scraps and shredded paper and then some soil. And then you have to wait for it to... become this sort of weird, like, hummusy, it says hummusy here, I'm not just saying that because I looked at some hummus I've eaten, weird glop, and then you can just start putting pretty much anything organic on it, because then that little glop will help it, speed up the whole process.
Great.
And then you just have a big pile of compost. What do you do with the compost once you've
made it really
composted?
Gross. You start from the bottom.
Yeah.
You keep like just moving it down and you pull that stuff from the bottom and you use it on your garden.
On your lawn.
On your lawn.
Oh, that's nice.
Or
okay.
If you're not ready for a lawn, and who is, a flower bed or a window box if you've not got any outdoor space.
That'd be nice for the worms, fruits, vegetables, eggshells, coffee grounds, which is good. Straw, but not straws.
No way, baby.
Don't compost with dog feces.
Guys.
That's what it says, but I mean, I am surprised.
Yes.
Because it feels like, but then that would just be disgusting, wouldn't it? Anyway,
no,
you can
famously dog poo, not very good for things, and the same with like horses is very good.
It's a shame, I just sort of presumed that was like totally fine.
Just poo is good for everything.
Yeah.
I know what it is, paint. If you've got leftover paint, if you've painted something, so I bet there's probably a can of leftover paint in your house somewhere.
Yes, we've got a cupboard of paint.
Inexplicably.
Yeah.
Donate them to a community paint project.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that a nice idea?
Yeah, that is nice.
And so if you look them up online, there's various websites that do it and you can donate your old paint.
That's lovely.
Lovely idea.
Oh, I had another one, which I think will have to be final because we've been talking for, I would say, 15 hours about this. It's not one of the big hitters when you're thinking about the environment, but in terms of things like GM fruit, vegetables, the amount of food waste that happens... Lots of the supermarkets, when food, especially fruits and vegetables, don't look perfect, they just throw them away
ugly
immediately.
Fruit.
Ugly fruit. Asda are doing wonky veg boxes.
Great.
So they're like £3.50.
Asda.
They're in the store. And for £3.50, you get way more veg than you would if you wanted like unwonky veg. And they kind of tried it out and it did so well that now they're putting out like, they're going to see, so like 10,000 boxes will be going out in 550 stores on a monthly basis from March. So you can get all your wonky veg. Also, wonky veg is like way more fun and always looks a bit rude, which is always the best
That is
part.
What you want from your vegetables.
You want it to look a little bit blue.
yes, please.
I should say, if you have any great tips yourself for how to save the world a little bit more, please tweet us. It's at The Debrief. It's at Stevie M. The S is a five, and I won't apologise.
At Tessa Goats, no numbers, only letters.
And we have a email address, which is podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. And do get in touch if you have any ideas for things in the future that you want us to talk about.
Or anything about any of the previous podcasts we've ever talked about.
Yeah, any feedback.
Or if you want to fancy a chat.
Fine, we'll both talk to you.
Well, let's be pen pals.
Tessa likes writing to people, so maybe you can DM her with an address.
Please write to me. I think you can be a pen pal over email.
Okay, an email pal. Email friend.
Yeah.
And it's been a lovely... E-friend. It's been a lovely, if intense, episode. Right, but let's end on a real invigorated.
Positive. Say a real positive thing. Come on, Stevie.
Everyone's beautiful.
Yes, that's lovely. Don't be overwhelmed.
Just do some stuff. Just try and incorporate some of the stuff that is easiest for you.
Let's take some absolutely baby steps.
Start with things that you go, oh, that'd be quite easy for me to do. Don't worry about the things that you go, oh, but how will I do that? I need my car. And let's all do it together.
Let's hold hands and let's fix this. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.